Some conversations aren't meant for everyone. They happen between people who simply understand. Welcome to Ellis Adventures, hosted by Janet Valentine and Roger Johnson, exploring connection, curiosity, and the lifestyle that, if you know, you know. Featuring voices like Steve the Professor and Barb Triple E. Ellis Adventures. Play outside the lines.
Barbie's going to come in hot, or maybe she's not going to come at all. We'll see. Welcome to Ellis Adventures. I'm Janet Valentine.
I'm Roger Johnson.
I'm Steve the Professor.
It's your turn, Elvis.
This is Elvis.
This is Elvis. Elvis has joined us again. Yay. I think he's going to be a permanent part of the crew, which is fun. Barbie may or may not be here. They were out to dinner with Elvis, but, you know, she's got more traffic to go home. So maybe she'll pop in. Maybe she will not. Steve, you got any stories? What happened last weekend? Did you go out
Nothing
partying?
Happened. No,
Nothing.
We did not do any party. No, we were going to the party, and we worked at our property all afternoon, all morning,
right.
And we were just whooped. And then we looked at the party guest list, and the single guys to women or couples was a little over 2-1. And so we said, nah, we'll pass. And we talked to some friends who are going. I said, now, are these people who just aren't on the guest list and they just sign up? And they said, no, they go. They've all been vetted, yada, yada. So they allow a lot of singles there. They said, yes. So I said, well, and I asked Elle what she wanted to do. She goes, I'm tired and I just don't want to deal with that. I said, okay. So we stayed home. It feels like, but she made up for it this week. That's all I'll say.
Oh, okay. Okay.
She had Mr. Good D over last night.
Oh, so. Okay. Got it. Right. So, yeah. For me, I came out of retirement. Last party I've
we
been to.
We love hearing that.
Last party I've been to was in May. That was with you all, you know.
Yep.
We had a great time. It was a lot of fun. The podcast party, and it was just us and a couple other people. I thought that the people that are 4 hours away from us, I thought he might be mad at us. I had sent him a text and said, hey, the invitations have stopped coming to me. Are you having any parties anytime soon? Are you mad at me? And I didn't hear anything back. This was like 3 weeks ago. And so I thought, okay, easy come, easy go. I'm not going to get invited to that party again. And then about a week ago, the weekend before that, I get this text and it says, hey, we're having a party. Reminder, we're having a party. And Fabio looks at me and goes, we're going.
Okay. That's great.
Like, he does not even look at the guest list. There's no guest list to look at. You have no idea. It is a crapshoot. You don't know who's coming. Okay. There are regulars that come to this party and that I've come to know. And then there are some, and then whenever you go, it's whoever that they, now these people, they don't invite somebody unless they're a friend of a friend or so they've been vetted. Okay. So, Kyle and Lola said, we'll meet you there. Okay. So they're 4 hours another way away. So, we met Kyle and Lola, at the hotel, right before, we drive and I say, I got to take a nap. Because I can't drive and then go straight to the party because I'm not fuckable then. Sorry. Okay. I'm road weary. Don't fuck me when I'm road weary. So we go to the party and we go in and take a nap. We're staying at the same hotel with Kyle and Lola. And we decide to take separate cars. This is a hint to you all. If you're going with some friends, take separate cars. Because you never know what that other friend, when they're going to leave or whatever else it is. And you do not want to be beholden to that other couple. I don't care how good of a friend they are. If shit is going down, you do not want to be the one that is causing them to leave early or you're staying late or whatever. It's just so much easier. If you can, and parking is not an issue, take separate cars. Okay. So we took separate cars and we get over to this place. I love this party. These people have been doing this party for years. They know how to do it up in style. Like when you walk in, within 2 minutes, my dress was off and I was down the hallway fucking. Okay, 2 minutes in.
Nice.
You know?
Very
I
nice.
just want to say that's what the fuck I'm talking about. Yes.
You know, I mean, I went in and I put, so it's a, you get the invitation. It basically says, here's the address, BYOB. Please bring a snack or something for everybody else to share. And that's all it says. And then you have to know they always provide water. They always have towels. They have chairs with towels in every room. They've got washcloths in every room. They have a couple of bathrooms that are ready for you to take a quick shower. They have an outdoor pool that is private, so you can go swimming naked. There's outdoor hot tub. They have chairs out there with a bunch of towels out there, so you don't have to sit and get cane ass on your ass. You can sit on the towel. You know, they think about you're sitting on cushions and stuff. And every room they've got waters. This time they had music in every room. They're just either playing a radio or they're playing a set in every room. They have 3 bedrooms. Two with double beds, and then the master bedroom has a king size bed that has stirrups hanging down from the one side off the side of the bed. It's a canopy bed, and so they've got ropes that are nice and easy ropes that are in a stirrup. They usually put a couple of washcloths on it to make your heels, you know, comfortable. The stirrups are easy to adjust, and so those are in there. And then they have a front office that they have taken a day bed, and that's a play area. And then across from it, they also have set up another like temporary bed cot. That's a play area. They have been known to also open up their garage and put a blow up bed in their garage. Okay, that's how much fucking goes on at this place. It's you know, this, even the living room's got stuff on the couch so that, you know, the blankets are on the couch so that you don't mess up the couch if you decide to fuck around on the couch. Now, this particular party, I had texted somebody else who lives in that area, and she's a regular. Her husband doesn't play, but she does. And I said, are you going to the party? And she said, no, unfortunately, I'm going to Dan and Michelle's. Okay. And I was like, okay, I don't even know who Dan and Michelle are. And they are in another town 2 hours away. And so I was like, okay, so I won't see her. I texted the Asian cowboy and said, are you going to be there? And he said, I think so. So he's the only one that I knew I had a really good idea was going to be there. And then Lyle, Kyle and Lola, came down with us. So we drove over from the hotel, parked side by side on the street. Got my bag with me, got my lube in there. Walk in, I pick the snacks. Oh, here comes Barbie. So she gets to hear the stories. I walk into this place. I know the guy who answers the door and greets it is the guy that likes to fuck me in the ass all the time. Okay. And so
I didn't know Roger went to that party.
That doesn't narrow it down at all. Who was this?
He opens the door. His name starts with an M, and so he's got an M. And I just look at him, and he's like, "Oh no!" He goes, and I go, "What does that mean?" And he goes, "I'm in trouble." I go, "Okay, I'm in trouble." So I step in and I say, "You remember Kyle and Lola, okay?" Because the whole thing is, I want to stay in good with the host and hostess. And I say, these guys have been to your party once before. I told them it was okay. And they're like, yeah, that's fine. Okay. And so we both brought snacks and put the snacks on the table. So I put the snacks on the table, opened them up, turned around, and M is standing there and he says to Lola. Now Lola is shy. Okay. She says she's introverted. And if But once you get her going, she will fuck everybody at the party. Okay. So she's standing there, and M says to her, would you like to see the rest of the house? And she's like, well, no, I'm going to be putting my stuff over here. And I turn around and I look at her and I go, okay, he's asking you to go back in that back bedroom and fuck you. Okay, you told me to be your wingman. This man is telling you he wants to show you. It's like saying, I want to show you the art, my pictures. Let me show you pictures of my art upstairs. Same stuff. Okay. When the guy says, let me give you a tour of the house, you know you're going to stop at one of the beds, right? And she doesn't, the clues go over her head. She just doesn't even read it. In her head, she has decided that nobody wants to fuck her already before she starts the party. So I'm like, no, he wants to do you. And she goes, no, he doesn't. He goes, yes, I do. He's like, yes, I do. Okay. And so she goes off with him and they go to play. Somebody else turns around and grabs me and says, oh, I know, it was the Asian cowboy. He walks over, sees me, and he just walks over straight, hugs me, and then kisses me. And as he's kissing me, pulls my dress off. Okay, there is nothing hotter than being kissed and held really tight and having somebody pull your clothes off while that's happening. You know, it's like, take control, guys. Okay, that was an awesome thing to be undressed by him. He's fully dressed. Okay, so then I'm standing there naked and he is fondling me in the kitchen, okay? Fondling me and telling me all the things he's gonna do to me. And he's like, I fantasize about you, okay? This is the way to market yourselves, guys. Not, I'm gonna pound your ass. Not, oh, I just want to play with your titties. No, do this, you know? Suck on my neck as you're taking off my clothes, you know, tell me how beautiful I am, and then mean it when you say it, and then say something like, I've been, he says, I fantasize about you all the time. I said, I fantasize about you too. And he says, I can't wait, let's go. And he, you know, gently pushes on the back of my back, you know, not slapping my ass, not any of that stuff, you know, it's just a nudge over here. Let's go down the hallway. We pick a room. We go into a room and we start. This guy eats pussy like it's he's one of the best ones out there, you know,
Like a golden retriever.
like a golden retriever. I want to say that what he does,
No,
he,
that's not a good
no,
analogy.
it's not, because what he does is his whole mouth, you get warm. It's like somebody takes a warm cup and just puts it over your whole pussy, and then his tongue slowly goes around the lips and teases your, you know, so not quite on the clit, not directly on the clit. The whole mouth is like hoovering over, you know, sucking on the whole pussy. So it's warm and it's wet. And I'm soaking because he's already set this visual up in my head that he's been thinking about this all the time. And then he's running his tongue up and around the sides of the lips, and the blood is getting in there and swelling. And then every once in a while, he flicks that little clit, and it's just like, oh, you know. So, I that. So, Barbie, if you were there, three loads. I had three. Loads.
Three.
Three loads. Now, how
Oh
many guys I fucked?
Oh, yeah, that doesn't count.
I would say 10 or 11. Okay, at least. It
That was a
was
hell of a party.
a hell of a party. It was a sausage fest. And Lola and I were crossing each other at one point in the hallway, and she goes, holy crap, there's a lot of sausage here. And I was like, yes, there is.
Sausage. There's a lot of sausage here.
You know,
A
Janet,
sausage fest.
you started the story with something that I can relate to, and you
Uh-huh.
said that you within 2 minutes you were fucking.
Yeah.
You may recall that there was a party that we used to attend, and we would show up, and it was a weekend party, and we would show up, and I would be carrying groceries in, and before I would have the groceries carried in, Priscilla would be bent over the stove with either Fabio or Big Dick Donnie just railing on her.
Yes.
You remember that?
I do. That's one of our favorite places to visit, you know.
It is.
That was the house
Well,
out in the country that was six, it was the house was built for Y2K, and so every room had an adjoining bathroom, and there was six rooms that, and then downstairs in the basement was set up for the BBCs and the single bluefishes to all be down there, so you had some extra dicks, and they had a great outdoor pool. I loved that place. That was and it was a weekend of fucking. Okay. That was definitely. I came back from this
Oh.
party. It was sore pussy Sunday. It was sore thighs Sunday, definitely, because I had
Wow.
screamed so much. I said my word three times during this thing. And for me to say that three times, it was amazing. Okay. There was a lot of stuff. Now, the issue was that I informed the guy that likes to fuck me in the ass. I said, because of recent medical stuff, my knees and stuff, you cannot come up from behind me and fuck me in the ass. It's just not possible. Not yet. And I said, you can fuck me the other way. We can figure it out if you want to fuck the ass. I got to lay sideways on the bed or whatever or something, but I can't do the standard way that you like to do it. And the thing is that I didn't see Fabio most of the night. I didn't see anybody else most of the night except for all the guys that I was fucking, which is a great party too, because you circle around and then you have review sex on the way home, telling
Yes,
him everything that
that's
you did,
correct.
which was great, right? And actually, at one point in the party, a couple hours in, Fabio comes to me and he goes, I need some help. And I go, what do you need? He goes, I just really want to come. And none of these women are doing this for me. And he goes, can we do it? And I was like, yep, let's go. So we went into the bedroom and his was one of the loads that I took in my mouth. Okay. So that was good. But these guys, I can't tell you how many times I had to swat them from behind and say, nope. No, sorry, it's not going to happen. I can't. And I don't like, so I know people think it's great to have two guys or three guys and stuff, and it's great. I like to focus on one. Okay. I like to focus on the one. And so they started, there were so many cocks there that they started hovering on the outside of the rooms, like trying to take turns. When one was done, the other one would
Tag
come in.
team, tag
Yeah. It
team.
was pretty much
Oh,
tag team stuff, yeah.
yes.
At one point, every once in a while, I'd be like, okay, you guys, I have got to get some water. One guy goes, I'll bring you some water. No, I don't think you understand. I have got to walk out of this, get out of this position and go get some water. And then I would walk out and they'd follow me like little puppies. And I would go into the kitchen and grab the water. And the thing is, Lola's like, they're doing the same thing to me. I was like, yes, this is awesome. And so at one point I went out by the pool where there was a bunch of ladies that were sitting out on the patio furniture, fully dressed, not fucking, just sitting there. And I don't understand them. I don't understand why you're coming to the party. Okay. Like me and Lola, we're running around, and there's another two other women that we are servicing as many guys as possible, and we're having a great time. The other women are just sitting out there on the porch, talking and all this other stuff. And they'd say something, they'd compliment you or whatever. And I went out at one point and I was like, oh my God, the line just keeps getting longer and longer. And this guy sitting there, he's wearing this navy shirt, and he goes, well, can I get in line? And I was like, yeah.
Take a number. Take a number.
He was younger. He looked like he was in his 30s. He had some nice muscles sitting through on this navy shirt. And I was like, yeah, okay. I said, I'll come and get you. He goes, you're just saying that. I go, no, typically. And one guy is sitting there, he goes, no, if she said that, she's a woman of her word. She will come and find you. Okay.
This public service announcement is brought to you by the National Siren Awareness Foundation. Every year, thousands of Americans hear a siren and immediately assume severe weather is approaching. But experts say that's not always the case.
We have another report.
Before calling the National Weather Service, ask yourself these important questions. Is the sound coming from a nearby hotel? Is it coming from a lifestyle reunion party? Does it seem unusually enthusiastic? if you answered yes to any of these questions. It may not be a tornado. It may just be Bethany. Stay calm. Do not seek shelter. Ear protection is optional, but strongly recommended.
The National Siren Awareness Foundation is not responsible for confused neighbors, accidental weather alerts, or spontaneous applause from adjacent hotel rooms.
And if I say maybe later, then I'm probably not going to get to you. But if I say I'm going to do you sometime tonight, I'm pretty much not going to leave until I have satisfied that I've done those ones. And I was like, okay, that guy's hot. I'm going to do that guy. And so I walked back in, and there was there's this other guy that for the last 3 years, he has listened to the podcast. He has talked about Cop to Ogd, and I have said that you should come on the podcast and talk. He has always said that he has a very sensitive job, and so he doesn't want to come on the podcast because he doesn't want to get outed. And he said to me, his text this last year was, I just want you to know, every party we come and we talk, and I love your brain. And he goes, I am attracted to your brain. And he goes, you know, you can ravage me at a party if you want to. And I said, okay, next party I go to, I'll ravage you. I texted him last year. Okay. So he was at this party. He was sitting in the living room with his partner. And I come out of the one room after doing probably Asian cowboy. I come out from doing the Asian cowboy. I'm happy. And I walk over and I look at him and I go, it's time for me to ravage you.
I was going to say, and did you make the proclamation?
And his girlfriend goes, she goes, what are you talking about? I go, he said this to me last year. And I don't know if he remembers it or not, but it's time for me to ravage you. And he's like, okay. And I bring him back. And so I bring him into a room, and this guy, I start to take his shirt off, and he wants to take it off himself. And so here's me. Here's the thing is, now I understand why he wanted to take his shirt off himself. He goes to take his shirt. He takes his shirt off. He stops, turns around, folds it into a neat pile. Okay. Puts it one place, decides that's not the place to put it, puts it another place. Okay. My dress is on the floor. Okay. My dress has been like kicked around.
If you can find it. If you can find it, it's
right. It's like on the floor in the same room, somewhere in the room, right? This is in this neat little pile. And so we played and he was good. He was a lot of fun to play with. And he said, I really play these because I'm just attracted to brains. And I was like, okay, I got it. So I played with him and come back out. I went back to the back bedroom, and Lola was back there, and I checked in on her, and she looks at me, and her husband's supposed to be her wingman, and he's nowhere to be found. He's out playing around. Okay. And I look at her and I go, do you need some coconut? And she goes, oh yeah. Okay. And so this guy goes, what are you guys talking about? I go, she needs some coconut oil. And he goes, well, there's lube here. There. I go, no. There's 4 bottles of lube. No. In that little homemade container right there. Grab that coconut oil. And he's like, I do what? And I go,
the one that says Slickums.
I wanted Slickums. And I said, this was in the little Tupperware jar thingy, you know. So he puts it on his fingers and he reaches in. He goes, ooh, this is really good. And so he was doing her. Some other guy was doing me. And then that guy got done. I took his load. That was when I took his load. And then he gets up and the guy that's doing Lola goes, is it okay if I switch? And I was like, well, you're not. I said, you're not done with her. And Lola goes, yeah, he is. Okay. So then he goes off of her and he jumps on me and he's doing me. And, he's a good fuck. Okay. He was a really good fuck, but it's scary because, as I was doing him, my hands go up on his chest and I feel this circle, like a metal thing in his chest. And I realize, I think it's like a pacemaker thing. Okay. And so then I'm sitting there thinking to myself, is this guy going to die on me?
Exactly.
You know, because I'm just worried, but he's fucking away and he's like gerbil fucking, you know, he's doing really good and he sits up and he's like, he goes, oh, I think I'm hitting your cervix. I go, yeah, let's move just a little bit. And he goes, okay. And I was like, dude, you're responsive. Let's go. Let's keep playing. This is great. Okay. He's making adjustments and he's listening to me. I mean, it bugs the hell out of me when a guy does not listen to you. And if you're not moaning in 5 or 10 minutes and they haven't changed positions, then I'm done with them. I'll just go on to the next one. So I did him. He was a lot of fun. I walked back out and grabbed Mr. Navy. I walked back out and said to Navy, it's your turn now. And he goes, really? And I go, and somebody goes, well, he has a name. And he goes, no, I'm gonna go by Navy. He's like, I'm gonna go by
Sure.
Navy. You can call me whatever you wanna call me. Let's just go. So I take him in the back room and I fucked him. He was a really good fuck. And then there was a BBC that I have done before from this party. And he had come to the door while I was done with Navy. And I see him hovering outside the door. And so I say goodbye to Navy. And this guy, he has in his hand a little bottle of water for me and a bottle of water for him. And he's standing outside. And I go, okay, come on in. And I curl my finger and tell him, come on in, let's do this. And he's like, let's shut the door. And I said, yeah, that's great. Okay, so we'll leave it open just a little bit, but we'll come in and let's get occupied. And so he goes, do you remember me? And I was like, yeah, I remember you from a year ago. This was a great fuck. You were a great time. And I asked him if he's still living. He lives a couple of hours away. And so, we fuck and he gives me a load. Okay. He was really fun, right? It was the end of the night. So he's like, yeah, you can have this load. And so I was like, okay. So I do
Oh,
him.
thank you.
Right.
Thank
And
you.
so then we're laying there and I go, can you just protect me for a little bit? Cause I got to take some breaths here. And he goes, I know. He goes, there's quite a line outside.
Oh.
And he goes, let's just moan every once in a while and make them think that we're still busy. And I was like, okay. And so then he tells me, I say, you live in a town a couple hours away. He goes, yeah. And he goes, you live in a town 4 hours away. I go, yeah. And I go, I don't want to play where I live. And he goes, neither do I, not anymore. And I said, tell me what happened. And he goes, well, he said, I'm in education. And he said, I was playing in my town. It's a pretty big city. And he goes, I was playing in my town. And he goes, went to a party, did a bunch of people. And one of them was this beautiful thing. And he said, I got done fucking her. And she turns around and she says, hello, Mr. So and so. Do you remember me? And he says, not really. And she says, I was your sixth grade student.
Oh, snap.
Nice.
Yeah. I thought that his dick went.
He
You're
said, I couldn't fuck anything the rest of the night,
Yeah.
but he,
It shrunk clear back up inside of him. I ate the light.
he said, I went back and he goes, I went back home and I said, I can't go to any more parties in this town. I can't. He goes, I just can't. That's why I go 2 hours away. And he goes, because the chances of me running into one of my students, he goes, I never thought I would do this. He goes, if she would have told me before, he goes,
Oh, yeah.
I would not have been able to do her. Right?
And you know what a girl looks like in sixth grade
It's a
may not
lot
be
different.
anything like what she looks like when she's 30, you
Right.
know, or 25, 30. You know, I mean,
Yeah.
so yeah, she remembers you and you haven't got a clue who she is.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
Now I got so I have one more story to tell you and then you guys can ask me whatever you want. And I'm sorry to dominate, but it was a hell of a fun. So it's like I don't know, 9:30. Okay, party started at 7. We were there at 7. All right. That's what I also like about this party. No bullshit. You know, if the party starts at 7, you come in at 7, people are fucking at 7. Okay. No hour getting to know you. Wait, no. It was just come on in and fuck. Okay. So it's a great party. So It's about 9:30. I am about done. I tell Fabio, okay. I walk in. He's in the kitchen. I'm putting on my dress. I'm finding my bag. I'm finding my pieces. So here's the deal, people. I only wear one piece of clothing when I do this. I used to wear underwear and stockings and all that other stuff. Nope. All I wear is the dress that goes over the top. Okay, one shot. Because all I have to do is find my dress. It's in a room somewhere. It's on the floor being kicked around or whatever. I keep an extra one in my bag just in case I can't find the first one. And then it's going to stay at that party and I'll pick it up next time. Okay. So I grab my dress. I'm putting it on. I'm going into the kitchen. I tell Fabio, we're ready to go. I go out to say bye to the host and hostess. I did not do the host this time. So I'm feeling kind of guilty. Okay. I did not bop the host. Because it was just too many dicks, okay? And then I go back into the kitchen, and this older guy that looks like Santa Claus, okay, he's got this long beard, okay, and it's like scraggly long beard, and then he's got hair, just a lot of hair on his head, okay, and he's standing there shirtless. He's got on, I don't know if he's got on undies or boxers. I think he's got boxers on, maybe a swimsuit. I don't know. He's standing there inside and he just touches my shoulder briefly and he goes, "Can I talk to you for a second?" And I was like, okay. That's a new line. And I turn to
Yeah.
him and I say, he goes, "I just want to say that you are beautiful." He goes, "You are nubile. You are beautiful. You are sexy. You're phenomenal." And he goes, "And I know there are a lot of other guys here at this party that are younger than I am, that have more muscles than I do." And he said, "But I just want to hold you and love you." And he goes, "Would you consider that?" And I'm sitting there and I'm thinking to myself, "Oh, that's a good marketing line."
Woo!
And
Yeah, woo!
I was like, okay. And at that time, and he's telling me that I'm not the prettiest guy here. Fabio walks by and I'm like, Fabio's not the prettiest guy here, but he's the best. Okay. So I'm thinking that in my head. And so I said, "Look, I have had a long night. I have got to go. I am done." And I said, "I will come to another party." I said, "But I will hold you right now. Just hold you." And so I go to hug him and I put my arms around this guy and on his back, my fingers get stuck in his old curly gray hair that's like gorilla hair on
On his
his
back.
back. Oh my God.
He's a Neanderthal. He's part
a silverback.
Neanderthal. He is a silverback,
Oh,
okay? And
I love that.
sometimes I gotta do a
Oh.
silverback, okay? I like a
Oh.
man, a bigger guy that's hairy, I'll take that, okay? But this was way too much hair. If my fingers are getting stuck, thin it
No,
out or
no,
something, dude.
no. Go get some
Yeah.
wax.
And so that was one of those that it's like, yeah, never. I'm thinking in my head, yeah, it's just not gonna happen. Okay, so I'll get this guy goodbye. And it's like,
Good luck,
okay.
Santa. Good luck, Santa.
Right. Now, you will be so proud of me because I invited Cable Guy to this party. Okay. Cable Guy said, "I can't do it on only a week's notice. That's not enough time." So I said, okay.
That's legit.
Legit. Got it. Okay. So, Kyle and Lola, we leave around the same time. We meet for breakfast the next morning. We have review sex. We talk about what a great party it was. Lola's like, "I love this party." I was like, "Yeah, you do." And so we had a great time. And then I got this morning, I got a text that said, "Party the end of September." So same place, party the end of September, and you're invited. So I copied and pasted it and I put it on Cable Guy. Okay, did Cable Guy stop? He texted me back and said, "I'm asking for time off right now."
Okie dokie.
And then he's like, what kind of snacks do I bring?
Oh, God, that's hilarious. Yeah, nobody cares what kind of snacks you bring.
Well, because I've been explaining, out-of-towners, you get a pass. You don't have to make homemade shit, okay?
Exactly.
So
exactly.
If you're an out-of-towner and we're out-of-towners, I tell them I usually stop at the grocery store and I'll buy nuts or I'll buy chocolate-covered almonds. I'll buy,
yep.
I'll get veggie
yep.
chips. I'll get a little bit of healthy
some
stuff.
Some kind of dip. Yep.
And yep. That's what I will bring because I don't want to have to deal with it being refrigerated. And that's what I bring. And Kyle and Lola did the same stuff. And I said, you know, you're fine with that. I said, one time I went to Cane's and bought a bunch of chicken strips and just brought the chicken strips in and everybody was fine with that. So, you know,
yeah.
But I thought it was cute that he's thinking about it now. And he was saying, yeah. Is it mainly light foods? And I said, yeah, we're not bringing chili. Okay.
Yeah. No, no cabbage. No cooked cabbage, please.
Yes.
No garlic bread. Okay.
No.
You know, common
no.
sense.
So I
and,
have a
and
question.
The people the night before, PSA, don't eat garlic. Don't eat garlic before you go to a sex party. Don't do it.
Or
don't
chili.
It. We
or refried beans.
Can, yeah, but yeah, the garlic and then you want to kiss somebody. No, I don't think so.
Right.
I don't think so. Anyway.
Okay, what's your question, Steve?
So did the Sparkle Ponies end up playing or was it just four women and the rest of them just sat outside all
I
night?
Gotta tell you, I don't know. Because I was so busy fucking. There was probably between me and Lola and probably about three other people. You'll have to ask. But see, Fabio said he did one and then he did the other one. And then there was this little one. So I guess they did. It's just I get myopic and I'm into where am I? Okay. On it.
Right.
And so I don't. I think some of them played, but the ones out on the ones that were sitting outside by the pool, I don't think they ever did. I don't think Asian Cowboy's wife, I don't think she played. Actually, no, Fabio said he did her.
Okay.
In his review sex, he said, yeah, he did her.
So you said there's a line of the guys. Was this a couple's only party or did they have single guys there?
They always have a few single guys. They have extra dicks.
Okay.
And they
so
are
basically a
vetted
lot of the women,
bluefish.
A lot of the women just didn't want to play.
And they'll just sit out there and not play. Now, one of them had just had surgery.
Okay. Well,
and so I was like, okay. And that was the guy that wanted me to ravage him. Okay.
Yeah.
So his wife had just had surgery. So I understand that. But then, you know, I guess for me, I don't want to waste a half hour standing outside talking to them.
No joke. You know? Well, there's a party here. Where we live, and they have one have a sit down dinner beforehand. Why?
Oh, no.
I said,
yeah.
And
be L, so full. No,
L,
no.
It pisses L off. She goes, number one, you don't know what you're going to get. Women don't want to eat that, and then they're going to be bloated. They're going to be full. You know, they're not going to want to yada yada. And I'm going, and it cuts into the fucking time. Have some snacks so people can come and go and snack. And, you know, you go fuck, take a break, grab a snack, then go back to playing.
Right.
But they can't get it through their head. So that's one of those parts.
Are they young
go to.
People? Are they young?
No.
Are they new?
No.
Are they
no.
New in the lifestyle? No.
No. They've,
God,
they're
who
ones
wants to
that
play
have,
on a full belly? Ugh.
No joke. And they're the ones who don't set anything out. You know, we've talked about them before at their parties. They don't know how to do it. And they used to come to our parties. Oh, you have the best parties, you know, the great parties, yada, yada, yada. Then why don't you mimic
try
what
to
we
do?
Do
that. Yeah. Yeah.
I said, then you will not be burning through 10 new couples every party you have.
Mm-hmm.
So it's crazy.
Well, I have questions
crazy.
That I will save for the next show because we're going over. I knew I would
okay.
Because I had so many good stories off of this party. My question is around when you guys take the pill, when you take the Viagra, the Cialis and stuff, and you can think about this and give me an answer back or whatever. I want to know, you know, these guys, they take the pill and they fuck around for 2.5 or 3 hours and they never come. I want to know, is it as enjoyable? Is the sex as enjoyable when you don't finish?
You know, good question. Because I'm from our end, it's like, no, you know.
Right. Right.
No, I want to come. I want to come with everybody, but doesn't always work that way.
Right. Right. So is it still a good time if you don't?
Are we answering now?
Oh, absolutely.
Or do you want us to wait?
I think so.
No, go ahead and answer. Let's just go long. It's our podcast. Yeah. We can do whatever we want.
I enjoy having sex with women. I don't have to come with them to have fun. So to me, you know, sometimes I think the women, some of the women, they feel bad because they don't make me come or I don't come with them.
Yeah.
So,
we and don't feel fulfilled.
Yeah. You know, but there again, you know, we can't, I'm not taking a new one. I don't take the pill anymore. The puppy doc got me some troches that are a combination, and it's, you can go up and down. I went up and down at the last party about 4 times. So that's,
is it a prescription?
It is by prescription, yeah. Huh. But there again, I didn't come. So.
Well, I think, say we start the next episode, talk about this. What do you say, Elvis? Okay.
I think that it'd be a little longer topic than we have time for tonight. I'd be happy to throw in, but it might be more lengthy than what you want right
let's
now.
Let's go topic one. We'll do it next time. Okay.
All right.
Good. So for all you people who made it through, you flies on the wall, I hope I gave you some exciting stories because it was fun. Yeah, it reminded me of why
the
I do
old
this.
Days.
It
the
did.
Old days.
It was so that's invigorating, right. And it's like, oh, yeah. And Fabio says we need to do this more often, and he says he goes, I just love to watch you fuck. It's like, yeah, it's great.
High five, baby. High five.
All right. So I hope for all you flies on the wall, if you want to listen to other episodes and catch up on this, go to ellisadventures.com. All the old episodes are there. And I hope that you come again, and come again next Sunday.
You've been listening to Ellis Adventures. Not everything needs to be explained. Follow, subscribe, and keep the conversation going. Ellis Adventures. Play outside the lines.